When guitarist Tashi Dorji hits the stage in Charlotte this weekend, he doesn't know exactly what he'll be playing. That's usual for the musician who lives in Asheville. All of his music is improvised. It's called free improvisation because there are no rules to follow. He had an epiphany the first time he heard someone play a guitar this way.
There was this beauty of just acoustic guitar sound, and there was just so much space, and there was this sense of meditative. But at the same time, it was this dismantling the ideas of chords and melodies with all this harmonics and discordant sounds.
It's music that's unpredictable, which is kind of like Dorji's life. He grew up in Bhutan, surrounded by the Himalayas. Life could get boring at times with no TV or internet, but glimpses of Western culture got through by way of shortwave radio and bootleg cassettes and VHS tapes.
The sources were very varied, from Boyz II Men to like Guns N' Roses to Slayer. So whatever you could get hold of.
What were some of the American bands that you heard that you really liked?
What struck me towards my formative years, I think, was Nirvana. I remember hearing Nirvana's Unplugged on this cassette, bootleg cassette from India. And it was acoustic album, and I was like, oh, I can figure out some of these songs.
Getting a hold of a guitar in Bhutan was also difficult. You couldn't go to the local guitar store. There were none. But Dorji was in luck.
A neighbor of mine, there was an expat living at his house, a Swiss man, a gentleman. And he had left his guitar there for them, or to sold them, like this nylon string classical guitar. So I begged my mom to buy the guitar for me, and she finally did.
Andy played it a lot. Like most teenagers, Dorji was wondering what to do after school. Those bootlegged cassettes and VHS tapes had piqued his curiosity about America. Then he randomly found an alumni magazine for Warren Wilson College near Asheville.
I don't know where this place is. It just seems like people look like they're having fun. I don't know. There was pictures of people playing guitar, and I don't know. It was just, you know. And I wrote to them like a handwritten letter, and they wrote me back.
Accepting him as a student, Dorji made the move to the North Carolina mountains in 2000 and quickly learned life wasn't like what he'd seen in those music videos.
That was really funny. Yeah, I would always imagine, I was like, oh, yeah, rebelling young kids, like hitchhiking and playing cool rock music.
That's the life Dorji wanted. So he quit school and moved to downtown Asheville and began playing in punk rock bands. Eventually, he stumbled on a record by guitarist Derek Bailey, who was considered a leading figure of free improvisation.
There was a sense of punkness to it, but it was punk in a way that was beautiful and sonically disruptive. It was something I really wanted to do, you know, I almost like wanted to emulate. Then I started playing shows because I was like, well, I can only do this if I start playing live because there's no sense for me to practice.
Does your homeland influence your actual music, the way it sounds?
I think so. I've been asked that question and I'm always like, no, it doesn't. But then I think there are tendencies because I grew up around a lot of monastic music. So when I was home recently, I was at a monastery and I was like, wow, some of this sounds of like five different Bhutanese trumpets and big horns sounds like some free improv, free jazz sound from the 60s. Whenever I play, I think there are ideas or even just imagination, even more than just like the sound coming out of what I play, of my cultural upbringing could be there, but I cannot say exactly how. Because I feel like my existence in this cultural context in present times is pretty much hybrid. It's completely in flux. My sound is part of larger whatever that I am constantly bombarded with.
Dorji has a small but devoted audience. He's released about 30 records since 2009, and he tours regularly around the country and overseas. He plays the Visualite Theater on Sunday. You're listening to Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE, Charlotte's NPR news source.